And it's New Year's Day in Philadelphia. That means it's the Mummers, and they're parading down South Broad. KYW's John McDevitt's been joining us this afternoon with updates, having a ball out there. John, how does it look now?
Kate, there are thousands of New Year's revelers here along Broad Street. I'm at one of the performance zones at Broad and Pine Streets. Lisa is here too. She's decked out in a festive top hat and beads. The parade is right at her doorstep of her condo building.
I love the parade. I love the energy. I love the costumes. What I don't like is waiting a long time. And by the end, which really have the best costumes, gets a little slim. Some people by then are tired or drunk and maybe aren't in the parade, but that's always the best.
Well, you have that as well, because if you have to go to the bathroom, you don't have to wait in that long line. You can just go into your condo.
I go in there to have breakfast, take a little rest.
Yeah, we haven't seen the string bands or any of the big costumed participants. And this wind is kicking up right now, so that might be an obstacle for a lot of these performers. About 10,000 mummers of five different divisions are participating in this Mummers Parade. The comics, the wench brigades, the fancies, the string bands, and the fancy brigades. Now, the 10 fancy brigade clubs in this parade also compete indoors at the convention center to a paying audience. They already did an 11:30 show. They strut along Broad Street here to Washington Avenue, get on buses, and go back to the convention center for a 5 p.m. finale show. The parade should wrap up by 5 o'clock or so here along Broad Street. Kate?
Well, I hope it doesn't wrap up too soon. You're having a great time there, John. We'll check in with you soon.